I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Heavy rains from Hurricane Tomas are causing floods in parts of Haiti today. Rising waters were reported in at least one town that was destroyed by the earthquake in January. Throughout Haiti, hundreds of thousands of quake survivors are staying in their makeshift camps, ignoring official pleas to seek shelter elsewhere during the storm. Meanwhile, U.S. Marines are standing by just off the coast on the USS Iwo Jima, preparing to help take relief supplies into the country. The BBC's Laura Trevelyan is in Port-au-Prince. What kind of damage have you seen, Laura?
Well, here in Port-au-Prince, what I've seen is mostly flooding. It was a miserable, wet, muddy, rainy, windy night for those hundreds and thousands of survivors of January's earthquake who are living in these crowded, cramped conditions under tents in the capital, Port-au-Prince. But very few reports of tents being blown down. I was in one camp this morning, and there's 2 to 3 inches of rain. So it's miserable, but not deadly. However, in the town of Laogan, which was destroyed by the earthquake, and that's to the west of Port-au-Prince, there are reports there of flooding and of at least 2 people having died.
So it sounds like Port-au-Prince potentially is not the worst affected part of Haiti by from Hurricane Tomas.
That's right. The hurricane itself passed about 157 miles to the west of Port-au-Prince. It touched the southwestern tip of the island, really. So that's where the damage has been done in the south of the country. There are reports of flooding in Jacmel as well. Here in Port-au-Prince, though, with all that very heavy rainfall, there are still worries that there could be mudslides and there could be flash flooding. I'm looking at the moment towards the mountains and the camp of Karai. That's directly below a hillside which is scarred because of all the deforestation. Trees have come down to be used for charcoal. And that means when you get heavy rain, you get mudslides because there's nothing to stop the rain coming down onto the camps below.
Those who did leave their camps in Port-au-Prince to take shelter from Hurricane Tomas elsewhere, what's their mood?
Well, very few people did actually leave in the end. The Haitian authorities were encouraging them to go, saying if you can, seek shelter with people who've got sturdy homes. But a lot of people simply didn't have anywhere like that to go. There was an evacuation from the Karai camp, which I was just talking about, of mothers and children of the most vulnerable to a nearby hospital. And one of the other situations that authorities here are keeping a very close eye on is the spread of that cholera outbreak, which is currently happening in Haiti. So far, it's been confined to the center and north of the country. Rainfall, with all these stagnant pools of water everywhere, there are worries the cholera could incubate and spread and take hold, perhaps here in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
Laura, how much longer is this storm likely to affect Haiti, or do you think we've seen the worst?
Well, currently, as we speak, Tomas is just passing beyond Haiti. It's going through that narrow strait of water between Haiti and Cuba, and it's heading directly for Turks and Caicos. So this should be the worst of it. The question really is, with all of that rainfall now, will that dislodge the sandy loam and create some mudslides in the aftermath?
The BBC's Laura Trevelyan in Port-au-Prince speaking to us about the complications Haitians are facing from Hurricane Tomas. Laura, thank you very much.
You're welcome.